the junk, the body eats away, deteriorates from the inside out. The junk, like, I can't. You shave, знаешь, and actually, I wasn't shaving before. Я брал вот так, подрезал все вот так, kind of, борода был or something like that. But the junk clogs. The junk закрывает это pores, the дырочки это все. И или волос пробует расти, и через это не пролезает, и под низом растет. И потом, like, infection становится. And I hate that, like, and самое главное, like, I was always self-conscious, but представляю, like, oh, I'm not tall enough, I'm not skinny enough, or I'm not this or that. And это junk is, like, makes it even worse. Потому что я, you feel so low about yourself. Смотришь в мир, and it's like, man, look at all, look at all this. And now it's not even as bad. In the beginning, tweakers, называется, what tweakers do is, they like to pick at themselves. I mean, some are like, oh my god, there's bugs or something. Those are like, I don't know, I've never met a person like that that like sees crazy stuff. The longest I went was 7 days without sleep, and that was in Washington. And then me driving home this way, 7 days, that's when I started kind of seeing something. That's the body not having enough rest, not food. I ate somewhat, but rest, some of the night. And that's when you start seeing things. But you see, like, you go into the bathroom, you, I don't know, it just comes like naturally, I guess, almost kind of like breathing so much. But it, and you see, like, quite a pimple, you would like, pop that pimple, sort of, I don't know, see something else, another pimple, что-то делаешь. Also, потом, like, wait, what am I doing? Kind of, like, take a step back, look in the mirror, and смотришь все лицо, like, you popped your whole face, почти, and it's like, oh my god, look how horrible I look. So, that has been, like, pretty much the number one reason why I haven't gone to church in so long. And I actually miss church. Like, I'm just going over there because I feel myself dying.
By church, you mean arcade church? Any church?
Church, I guess, in general. Just something that speaks to me, something that I can understand. I'm just God. So not church, I'm just God.
Не, ну видишь, первое, хорошо, что ты понимаешь, что тебе уже все плохо. Понимаешь, тем более, вот я, допустим, тебя слушаю, но у меня вот я летом был в России, мой друг один умер уже. Потому что он там другие наркотики, но он кололся, да, и он умер. Но он этого не замечал. Ему другие говорили, ты глянь, что с тобой. Он говорил, как, со мной все нормально.
Мне тоже говорили, but я упрямый. And... Поэтому первое, I'm not welcome. I can come into my parents' house, but I'm not welcome to live there. As far as I see, they don't want to have anything to do with me.
Я разговаривал с твоей мамой. Я тебе скажу, я.
Моя мама совсем бы со всеми бы. Хорошо, а со мной, когда никто не смотрит, там.
Смотри, ты же сейчас рассказываешь, что ты время теряешь, да, что ты время неправильно идет. И у тебя, ты уже очень много куришь. Понял? И у тебя уже нервная система по-другому работает. Поэтому ты ведешь себя, возможно, вот сейчас ты нормально с нами разговариваешь, правильно? А тебя может как-нибудь приспичить, и ты тут начнешь, я не знаю, там, глючи кидать, да, или нет. Не, ну или ты будешь наоборот спокойно, или ты сейчас пропадешь и не будешь нас замечать. Понимаешь, это же все влияет на окружающих людей, там, на и на тех же родителей. И как-то. Надо же что-то с этим делать. Что с этим делать? Вот основной вопрос.
Что меня angers me? То, что когда она. Да, меня тоже толкали, влияет на всех, я знаю. На Костинку, Лирку. Костинка была одна, кто мне звонила, like, out of my immediate family. Звонила мне, даже когда я не поднимал телефон, когда у меня был включен, я не поднимал, потому что я так crummy чувствовал про себя. То, что I'm not worth anything, I'm not. Maybe Jenna is right, I'm nothing. How could I even think that I could have a normal life? Just, it's just so like... The Потому что я такой by nature, because I'm always trying to please other people and give the last of whatever I have pretty much to other people. Some I feel crummy about what I'm doing. And I put on the before or whatever, even with Jen, I put on a smile with people and act like everything is okay and just please people, believe it. Believe I'm happy and believe I'm okay. The inside I'm like screaming to myself and just I can't handle it. And я знаю, да, влияет на людей. Но когда она, мама мне говорит, мне они все говорят, что нужно это, you gotta go to rehab. Она меня почти толкает, толкает так сильно, чтобы, like, знаешь что, ты пойдешь, doesn't matter what you say, ты пойдешь. And I'm like, and it, like,
ну ты это понимаешь?
Я упрямый, and I'm like, я живу, I'm like, мам, у меня своя квартира там. Я тут не живу. Я понимал, да, and I'm like talking calmly to her. Я говорю, мам, я знаю, я понимаю, то, что когда я тут жил, я должен слушать, что вы говорите мне, like, whatever you tell me you're doing stuff because it's your house. But I don't live here anymore, and I understand you want the best for me, but, как ты мне говоришь, you're gonna go with the rehab, or you're gonna go somewhere else. It makes me really not want to go over there. And eventually I started kind of coming around the idea for my son, for my son's sake, because it's самое главное for my sake, потому что я не хочу, чтобы... See, what if tomorrow this is the end of the world? Let's just humor me. Tomorrow is the end of the world. Я знаю, я не готов. Я знаю, куда я пойду. And that's like the biggest thing that... I guess upsets me. The biggest thing that gets to me now, я знаю, то что I better figure this out and figure this out quick. So if I don't, эти люди and I guess like they got Roman into the well, они some truthfully они со мной были сперва. And the reason I had them around was because they had вот этот junk. And that's how I'm able to get free stuff. Not from them, but because of them. Because they introduced me to other people that I help out. Some people I help out to get food. So I can eat, so I can survive. I eat like 2 or 3 days apart. Not because I don't want to, but because I can. Because no money, no food. Or just no money, no anything. So some people I help, and I get fed. Some people I help, mostly computer stuff, and that's why I've gotten so better at it, because that's the only way I have been able to get things. Some people I help, I get the junk. Some people I help to, I don't know, something else. And it's just, it's like bartering, and I've been trying to survive that way, but I'm getting sick and tired of it, and I want to go to rehab. Oh, so like I was saying, see, that's another thing. You're like, just somewhat, go, but you start talking about one thing and jump to another thing, and it's like, wait, hold on, are you gonna finish like what you were talking about in the beginning?
Ну like, дальше будет хуже и хуже. Поэтому
я
приехал в Америку, думал, у меня там братаны классные, и видишь как-то. Я приехал, ты в Вашингтон свалил и не общался как-то с нами. И все. А теперь у нас есть возможность общаться. И я вроде, у меня и машина есть, и все. А теперь тебя нет.
В Вашингтоне свалил, потому что проблемы с отцом были. И понят, где мы, like...
Нет, это понятно, как ты сказал.
Мне нужно, да, я вот так... А не, то что, они первые там... Я там купила, чтобы... And so to make some money, I'm like, I was making $100 a week, and I didn't even know, think, whatever, that it was even gonna get to this point. And I was completely naive. I also thought I should, like, I never thought I was gonna get a divorce. But being naive, being stupid, and just, oh, life is so great. Now I see what life is really like.
Понятно. возможность. Слушай, у меня вопрос такой сейчас тогда. Вот смотря то, что там сейчас так все плохо, трудно и так далее. Я помню, когда я говорил с тобой в Атмансе, помнишь, когда там церкви были или все? Нет, у тебя уже тогда были некоторые планы, как ты планировал получше там сделать туда-сюда. Там Михаил Филиппович, пресвитер, который с тобой тогда говорил. Потом мы там в церковь пришли, он там помолился в церкви тоже за тебя.
Because somehow at the everybody like I called some friends. I know одна девчонка for sure is like, hey Gena, what's this I hear about you doing drugs or something like? What are you talking about? Well, I was just talking to my mom right now. That's who called, and my mom was asking me, so Gela, what are you doing? Oh, Gena, dude, it's Gena. Oh, почему Гена, or какой Гена? Гена Карван, Валентин. No, мама спрашивает, Гена Карван, Валентин? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, что там, наркоман, ты что, be careful, this and that. And that, some of my friends left me because of that, because I was doing the drunk and they didn't want to get tied up, which I don't blame them whatsoever. And some people left because, I don't know, the going got tough and they got going. There was just like peace. And I will never know which one it is. And I know I just really need to get off the stuff and I'm going to take care of it. The last thing that I'm going to take care of is move my stuff out of the apartment. It cost me at the cops. Take me out of my apartment, pretty much. With me knowing, way in advance, то что, like, if you're not out by this date, you're gonna get your stuff closed in there. And I was just so busy running around trying to survive, I guess. I'm like, okay, I was trying to help the people to eat that day. Help the people to get some junk that they help the people to try to get some money, and the money is what I'd be trying to like store away that I was trying to get everything ready for. I was trying to save up for smud, trying to save up for all that. I had $1,000 saved up to take care of everything, and I pretty much had to buy myself out from messing with them. And I'm not talking about китайцы, like какие-то там. Whatever, I'm talking about Yakuza, like, status. I need, like, you look them up online, you can see the 29 different casinos that they had hit up and eventually got caught. You'll see, короче, я залетел.
Это вот recently?
А?
Recently? Когда они приходили разбираться?
Recently, about a month back, month and a half, got the 2 months back.
Yeah, sure.
Before, it was either before or after.
That's when
we met up, and I was ready. I was getting everything ready to pretty much set up, and I was trying to stay there as long as I possibly could, save up as much more money as I could, and then pretty much like 2 weeks, or 3 weeks before I had to move out, I was gonna collect everything and just move out. And then I found out they were looking for me. I found out they just somebody said something, some stuff about me. They said yeah, talking to the cops or something or other. And pretty much the guy said, "We helped you out. We got your stuff at the. You give us $2,000, or else show up." I'm like, $2,000? What are you talking about? Eventually, we talked it out, whatever, and. Pretty much said, like, decided on $1,000, and I don't know you, you don't know me, you lose my number, so I don't want to have anything to do with you. He's like, good, you know, and he, there's of course a whole lot nicer words exchanged and stuff, and so on. That's the last I saw him. He wanted to punch me that day, and I was like, whatever, gave him the money, and I haven't heard from any of them ever since, until now. And they're... I don't know if it'd be like 100% true, but like they're honorable, I guess, people, or these people anyways. I need if you say, if they see that you're doing something because you actually mean it, then they'll like, they'll go with it and they'll be like, all right, cool. Like me telling them that that's it, I'm done. I'm going and I'm getting cleaned up, I'm getting taken care of, and I got a life to live, I got a kid. And he's like, well, I have a kid too. I haven't seen my kid in like 4 years now. And so what? I'm like, so I actually want to do something about it. I want to be there in his life, and I don't want my kid to be raised, whatever. The only reason he's half decent, or like the only, any kind of decency that the way he acts or whatever comes from him coming over to my mom's and dad's. And then my mom talking to him, teaching him, because especially when he was little, when he could barely take care of himself, he liked to pull off his socks and throws them and that's it. And he walks around at her house, as far as I heard, he'd run around every single time my mom would come and pick him up. He's running around at a year old, running around with bare feet. And it's like winter time. It's like November, December. Doesn't give a crap, just running around. And that was when she was living with her parents still. Sabaki Tam, they had three dogs, two German Shepherds with the hair like this long, and a Labrador. So hair all over the place. And my отец, supposedly Ukrainians and Polish, мать Германка, but they were born here. So as far to me, as the Americans say, like straight up, so the Americans, they didn't give a crap about cleaning. I was the one that always stayed home. Jen goes to work, and then I was like, okay, I'll help her mom out, because the Puka baby is sleeping. I'd vacuum, I'd help her with the dishes. I was the wife, you could say. And I felt so retarded. That's why I was like, man, I have to get a job. I have to get a job because, like, I don't feel right. I feel like I have to be the one providing for my wife, not staying here, freaking dusting all over the thing. And I'm like, that's it.
Так у тебя какой план? Ты опять видишь на другую тему. Ну а как? Нам надо. Ты понимаешь,
Thank God.
За сторож тоже платить надо?
Окей, а потом какой план?
As soon as I get my stuff out, put into the storage unit, it's rehab. I'm going to rehab for sure.
Ну а эти парни, какие с ним расклад? То есть там какие у вас отношения? То есть они приедут тебе, да, бошку прострелят, или теперь уже ничего?
No, они мне, когда я им деньги отдавал, мы we left on bad terms, and he was like, yeah, whatever, forget you, and just a whole lot more nicer words. And just like Costalsa, with that same feeling, like, forget you guys. If I see you, I wouldn't even look at you on the street and just, whatever, I'll, like, walk past them and don't say anything. And that's the way I was acting when they showed up again, and I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Anthony left, Anthony's gone, and I know you guys aren't coming to see me, so. Cooper, of course we are. We want to see our buddy G. What's going on, man? How have you been? I'm like, yeah, wow, I'm like all super nice now, huh? And, of course super nice, bro, we're here for you. Начали мне опять, это сказать, they good. But like, they're trying to talk to me and like, hey, like, being all nice to me and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm done, I'm trying to clean up. They're like, gee, we know you. We know you for what you really are, or for what you really are, who you really are. Pretty much, we've known that you're not gonna quit. We know, we see that you like this stuff. So, when you're ready, pretty much come to us and we'll give you all the junk you want. And I'm like, you want a bet? So yeah, of course we want a bet. was like, and that became my drive, that became my determination to get away from those people, get away from any of that. Reader's Digest version, so like the shortened version. Me get my stuff out of the apartment, clean up the apartment, move it out to the storage. As soon as that's done, that's it. I have like nothing else except for divorce paperwork that I have to fill out, or else I go to jail. And it's also for paperwork that I have to fill out, or I might be going to jail. I might have a warrant on me already for that. After that, after the stuff's moved up, going to
rehab.
Huh?
Ты сможешь там пробыть?
Пробыть, are you talking about, like...
Ну ты потому что ты... Я смотрю, а вдруг типа...
God, there's no way you're God. Я могу сам, like, get off the stuff.
Не можешь.
I know for a fact.
Не можешь.
100%.
No, 100% не можешь.
Сам, с Богом, but...
Ты гулишь каждые 3 часа, как ты можешь? У тебя в башке скоро дырки будут.
Ты не понимаешь. For me, all I have to do is... It's a snoot. That's it. Hibernate. I have so many of my friends who would be willing to give me that, to just fall asleep, to let me get off of it. I could get off. And give me the reason that I pretty much don't give a care of what I do, the picky feud or whatever else. The way I got off last time was, I'd have a glass of wine in the morning, in the afternoon, and at the nighttime. That pretty much calms you down. That doesn't. In the beginning, pretty much I drink in the morning. The first day, because I knew that the longest I went so far out of this year was 4 days, when I didn't have the other people. So my glad to do it is when you have the people with you, the other people, you enable each other. And because those people weren't there for 4 days, I was clean. This problem, like, I slept 4 days. Just, you get up in. Like long enough to go use the restroom. If you're somewhat like sensible, you still recognize like what's going on and stuff. You still remember how to chew, like if you're not that far asleep. Just grab something to chew on, something to eat if you possibly can. Just a bad fall down in bed and just crash again, and you just pass out and you sleep. You have no idea how deep of a sleep you go into. Roman was the other person on top of a couple more people that started doing it as well. В Вашингтоне, когда я был, когда я там делал, he didn't want to do it, he's like, no, you're perfectly fine being an alcoholic. So, but I guess when I left, I'm not so tired to do it, and those three of us, me included, so we enable each other. Just if we're around each other, that's what we do pretty much. And stay up.
А если у тебя нету как бы дозы, ничего курить, как ты себя чувствуешь? Тебя ломает, охота блевать, тебя все болит, тебя выкручивает все в разные стороны.
The opposite, the complete opposite. Actually, like, короче, если ты куришь. You don't want to eat, you don't want to sleep, you get energy, dude. I'm talking about energy where, like, that looks heavy. To the point where you get kind of numb as well, to where you don't feel super, like, muscle pain or something. But pretty much, like, you could pick it up. You literally, get super strength almost, because you can't feel your arms feel the tension. You probably won't be able to feel your arms. It's getting to the point where you're pretty to snap, like, because it's so heavy. You just, like, pick it up, you have strength. Поэтому в Вашингтоне тут даже на работу, когда я бегал, I was like, dang, gee, you're crazy. I was making $185 a day, dude, working at the job. Because, like, 85, that's average. 85 was me making, tips a day. Because I was a loader. And minimum I had to pick up was 40 pounds. It was like 40 pounds. I started out with a case of chicken.
руки, как у мыши, like little tiny squabbly things, поднимаю 40 pounds вот так, then, and like loading it up into people's cars, case of chicken, and there was other things that weighed 90 pounds, and they'd get, you know the Home Depot carts, like your flatbed, but people would load them up, the most I think I had was 12 of those carts, people pushing it out, I'm talking about heaping over and stuff, and we're the loaders, three loaders outside on the super busy days, бегаешь сюда and loading them up. Мексиканец там хватает, докидывает туда код, like all over the place. People hated him like number one. And then there was a choice pretty much people would ask for, either me or the black dude. Black dude had an advantage on me, because он болтает, like a lot, the bill. And people would just, oh, how are you doing? Yeah? People would pick me because I work. And they're like, man, look at him. I started at, like I said, 40 pounds, but then 80 pounds. But like what? I could hold it in front of me for like 10 seconds. Dude, 80 pounds. Just holding it out like that. Dude, they're like, they're pretty much like this heaving thing and loading them up. And yeah, that was awesome. But when it's like 30, 40 degrees outside, it's going to put you like this sweat spot. It's kind of noticeable. And the thing is, they didn't fire me from work because they found out I was on drugs. They didn't know. And like, they found out. I got myself fired. Like, pretty much because I was late. Or because I was, some days I'd get up and I'd be like, oh my God, look at my face. Man, if I go into work, they'll know. At first I was like super paranoid, but I didn't tell them to know. As soon as they found out, it was like, yeah, okay, well they know. And I found out I can't get fired unless there's an accident. Then they can drug test me, otherwise they couldn't. I'm union, or I was union. It was like the best job I ever had so far. And let's put it up, they even gave me twice the amount. You can be like tardy 20 times, or 18 times or something, and days, unexcused days absences, like 10. They pretty much restarted that for me, because they're like, come on, dude, get on the ball. We know you're going through a lot of things. We know you're going through a divorce and child support, like custody and yada, 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 but they're like, we're also business. Come on, bro, get on the ball. We really need you. You're a great worker. Don't want to fire you. So we pretty much will say that's because of family grievances and family problems or something. So we're wiping that pretty much slate clean. They gave me twice that amount of time. And I was still just no conception of time. Oh yeah, I'll make it to work. And then I'm like, trying to make it to work. And like, thank God I didn't get pulled over even once driving to work. When I was flying to work, like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Thinking, oh yeah. Checked it out on MapQuest. Oh, it says it takes 12 minutes to get from my place to the work. Okay, well, if I leave, I don't know, 15 minutes before, then that should be 15 is more than 12. Yeah, I'll make it. And then driving to that and something, road will be closed off or something else. And be sitting there like, oh my God, and trying to drive around and do something. This junk, I know from the very beginning that it hasn't been helping me. Okay, I was nice or whatever in the beginning, 2-3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, in the very, very, very beginning, when it would actually work, like, to the fullest, and feel good. And now it's like, it's become to where, if I don't do it, sorry, like you were asking me, if you don't use, complete opposite of what it does. So, you get super tired, you're sleepy, you feel like, heck, a week? Like, you can't do anything. The reason I do it now is just to function as normally as I possibly can. Because food, you crave food so much. This is probably the number one thing, if anything, and to function normally, the reason why I do it now. Because the stomach, like, think of, like, the worst time when you're so hungry, you're like, I think I'm gonna die right now, so hungry. I'm gonna multiply that by 100. Because my body, I know, is so screwed up right now, because it needs vitamins, it needs like minerals and whatever else that it's been craving that it doesn't have, and that's what it feels like. And it's like this feeling of just, I don't know, что такое ломается, but I feel like ломаться or whatever, and I'm like just, I just want to eat, and I just want to. You want to sleep because you're so tired, but you can't because you're so hungry. It's just the only thing you're thinking of, and just no energy, no strength, not that.
Ну ты тогда, just... ты тогда недолго сидел, а сейчас ты уже долго на этом сидишь, и у тебя доза большая.
Тогда...
И сколько? Ну ты будешь спать неделю. Мне кажется.
Я в Вашингтоне делал like 3 times as much, 4 times as much as I did over there. In Вашингтоне I did it for 2 years. 2 years. And think about it this way. If I was making 10.40, I think, over here, an hour, and tips, the summertime was great. Wintertime, some tips was barely enough to give me gas money here and there, so. Think about Washington. I was making literally $800 a week, and we were spending that on buying, we were spending over 2-3 grand a month.
Слушай, в Вашингтоне ты 2 года на этой гадости сидел. И здесь год. Это уже 3 года.
You know, ты знаешь, what this stuff's made out of?
Да, я знаю, это химия, это химический наркотик.
Rat poison, Clorox, yada, all this junk. And I know it, that's why I, like, cut my face shaving or something. That's why it doesn't heal, because it's like so much in my blood system that white blood cells, like, it's trying to repair it, the cut, but this junk is like throughout my system that it goes to it, like it's mixed in with the stuff, and it's like a, I don't know, it just doesn't heal. It's like just sitting there and it's kind of eating away at it.
Okay, так ты на сколько планируешь в этот рехаб попасть?
Точно не год, and 3 months max.
Почему?
But if it takes longer, then it takes longer, and I might. Because.
Но почему ты больше не хочешь? Не можешь, точнее, вот почему ты говоришь 3 месяца? Почему не год? Почему не 2 года?
Потому что that's way too much. Last time I quit in a week and a half. A week and a half.
After 2 years?
After 2 years. I quit in a week and a half. That was it.
Ты если сейчас ты поедешь ко мне домой, и у меня 1.5 недели будешь в комнате умирать и жрать постоянно, спать, есть, спать, есть, спать, есть, спать, пройдет 1.5 недели, и ты хочешь сказать, что ты нормально будешь себя чувствовать?
Maybe even less. You have no clue, depending on the drive and depending on the kind of things. Okay, vino wasn't the only thing I drank at the last time. Mentally, like, I'm not saying it was easy, like, you want it so bad, that's the only thing. Yeah, I would have dreams where I'm like, I see, там, кто, кого я знаю,
тоже. Меня видел.
No, thank God, no, because it's the people I saw that were doing it, kind of like with me, you know what I'm saying, that's what I said, but I wish I didn't, but like, fine, whatever then. No, so I'd see him, and I'd see, like, super bad, full of it. In my mind, would see myself putting it in my pocket, and like, and the dream goes on, whatever. So I put supplies and like, start looking for my pants, start looking for it, and I'd be like, oh my god, что я делаю, смотрю в штанах это for this bag and stuff. You want it so bad, but Андрей won't admit it. Yeah, he's a crummy friend. I mean, just всегда being super selfish and whatever else, and I'm the one to speak. But on, he was having his friends over all the time, just quite, and we're drinking. I got my high from something else, I guess, from alcohol. Because in the beginning, especially, this fall, it would knock me out сразу, and I'm not talking about. It's quite piano, we're like, just barely even drinking anything. Like, because vino worked perfectly for me. A couple of days where I wouldn't even sleep, when I'd have like dreams like that, I'd be like, "Good Andre, let me get a shot of vodka or something," and I'd be like,
then I'd fall asleep. Otherwise, you know what, like, you're so tired already, there's a suppliers. And Roman, literally, I just have to slap me around.
When you have the nugget, what else?
It pulls me off the couch. I'd have to sleep on the other couch, because if I didn't, if I was on my bed, I would never get out at the door. That's why I got most of the tardies. Because on me, a couple of times, hey, Гена, вставай. Я встаю, на тебя так смотрю. Говорю, окей, окей, я встал. Окей, I'm getting ready, Roman. Окей. Он выходит. Полицай.
Security.
Ну, это security, это
как известно. Вот. Я вот так смотрю и говорю, да, окей, Ромка, я встал. Окей, нормально, я одеваюсь. Он приходит обратно. And, she's like, окей, где он? Приходит обратно, и я сплю опять. I won't even remember that. Он мне это рассказывал. So, it's like a little bit.
Yeah, I do.
It's time to close it up.
Okay, we'll get out. Выключи эту штуку там. No, it's okay. Даже скажу, что подвинуть. Возьми, чтобы мы не скрутили.
Ну, а ты думаешь, что они тебе помогут?
Это обратно.
Ну, это все. Ну, все, все, все.
Ну, слышишь, как?
Делать. И мы хотим что-то
чтобы делать. Слушай, что, Диона, сейчас мы ко мне домой пойдем или хочешь здесь еще посидим молча? Просто момент. Do you mind, что там это my wife, там Майкл? Окей, then let's go home.
Ну так, давай, как, что мы будем делать конкретно? Что ты? Вот, вот, понимаешь, как бы, ну допустим, я тебе честно, я тебе не верю, что ты сам смог. Я не верю, но что Ларга не смог не принять, тебя будет так попасть. Я просто видел, что буду. У него руки выворачиваются в обратную сторону.
Я сам не понимаю, вон.
Это все должно выйти, тебе надо промыть кровь. Тебе надо пить много воды, чтобы ты ссался постоянно, чтобы все это выходило.
Почему ты думаешь, когда я Я на работе был, и мама, и она. А вот за столы, эти три маленьких, я посмотрел, сколько. Go bar scanner apps, nice. Good enough for that. But to scan the tables, tables are like 447, I think, brand spanking new right now. Wait.
I wouldn't even try to make an effort to try to get the couches up. It's things like certain pictures of like my son Wallace, but his first haircut. It's like that you can't replace. You can never get him back if you lose him. And I know I screwed up bad, but it hit me when I saw the cops, and I'm like, oh my god, give up shit. Like I didn't make it. Oh, it's a man.
Я просто сейчас это. Это рыба.
У вас тут дешевше есть?
Если ты забираешь вещи, да? Забираешь вещи. Потом что?
Сразу я в них.
А, тебе на двалку надо, да?
Вещи имеют
май.
Get knocked out, then you just don't want to do anything. You're just whatever. После этого you're awake and stuff, but you're constantly thinking about it. And then I'm awake and I'm there, I want to focus myself on doing things. Like I've already made a list of things that I super important things that I need. Before I try to go back to my old job, because they told me as soon as you're clean, as soon as you're ready, as soon as you take care of all your problems to where you can come back to work and not have have to worry about this court coming up, that court, this happening, that you can work straight up, you're more than welcome to come back over here, and your old job.
Окей, то есть если вещи забираешь 24-го, допустим, да, то документы делаешь, и, допустим, 1 июня ты туда уже едешь.
Какие документы?
Я не думаю, 1 июня, я 26-го, 27-го,
Погоди, ты можешь забрать их и сегодня вещи, правильно?
А?
Вещи можешь забрать хоть завтра.
Да, до 25-го, если они не возьму, они все, они продают,
А документы тебе долго делать?
Документы, как я ему сказал, я даже не волнуюсь про документы. Если я в тюрьму пойду за это или что.
Не, you get to, почему?
Нет, ты должен волноваться, мы волнуемся, а ты нет.
I don't care about that, because that's not as important as me quitting off the stuff. Yeah, it is important, так надо с собой взять и там делать.
Ты накладывай себе этот, рыбу возьми. Because рыба из Рилогиус. Я ее прям так кусками, я не знаю, может это неправильно, я сбру это.
So, I mean, no, I do care. I definitely don't want to be sitting next to Roman там, but...
Ты понимаешь сейчас, что если сейчас что-то не делать, то может и такое быть. И мы будем уже...
Может, надо, чтобы
мы
как-то понимаешь? Я понимаю, что... У меня план есть. Есть план, что нет. I don't have a lot of people to ask for that money, and a lot more people that I don't want to ask for that money because I feel just.
Ну это ладно, это надо мы об этом еще подумаем.
Слушай, I have a plan already pretty much set up. I just.
Так how quick can you do those documents еще не туда? Or you can't.
The what?
How quick can you do the documents еще не туда?
It's divorce paperwork, so there's a bunch of courts for that.
So you gotta go to court?
And child support, paperwork, and all this and that. It's like, the most, like Alex's, Roman's uncle's divorce. Because his wife just up and left one day with this kid back to Sacramento over here. His took 2 years to finish. So it, I mean, like, going back and forth, talking it over, whatever else. I don't know, that's why I'm not really worried about the paperwork too much.
То есть paperwork can be postponed,
правильно?
Может оно подождать, это не завтра, не сегодня.
I have a risk of, well, it was due, like, way far back, and I decided to still...
Куда надо ехать, чтобы про эти документы узнавать? То есть где это? Надо к Джейн ехать или к Ради, или куда? Как бы где узнать? И когда ты должен машину отдать? Что у тебя с машиной?
Машину отдать? Неделю назад.
Угу. И где ты сейчас живешь? То есть если мы хотим тебя искать, где нам тебя искать?
Мы не like сам найти машину. У some friends. Sometimes out of friends.
Понятно. Так получается, значит, all you need is just вот эти вещи. Как еще?
That's the only thing on my mind right now.
Слушай, а вот этот мужик, который ты говорил с рехабом, что он тебе говорит? Какие у них там условия или есть?
Кто?
Рехаб директор, который. Ну я тебе телефон давал. Что он тебе берут, они не берут съезд там или какие-то.
Ну он сказал год там быть. For sure. Год. And год is way too long. I know I definitely have the mental capability to get off the waves sooner than that, and I know it doesn't take a year.
Но я с ним говорил, он говорит, мы не держим, ты можешь уйти хоть через два дня. Да. Амин, тебя никто не может, целый класс, чтобы держать. So if you want to leave sooner, you can. I mean, they just don't recommend it.
Do you know why I'm even going to rehab? Not because I can't get off by myself, but it's for people like my parents, who want me to go to an official place, and who want to see me.
Не-не, забудь родителей. Сейчас мы с тобой разговариваем. Сейчас мы переживаем.
The reason я про родителей, because если про меня, if it was my choice, I'd gladly, I know, like I said, I have a bunch of friends who'd be like, more than willing to let me, как ты сказал, в комнату меня там кинуть, like, just закрыть дверь, and like, let me sleep it off, и все, that's it. I can easily get off that way. The reason I про родителей думаю, is because when I do get off this stuff and I go back to my parents, they're gonna say, isn't that, you know how many times they heard that I'm gonna get cleaned up or something else? And then this Asian thing happens, something else happens. And something else happens. It lasts out and then basically, my parents don't want anything to do with me anymore. They don't want to deal with me. I'm way too much stress. That's the number one reason why I don't want to go back to my parents. Because I don't want to have to be the reason and be called, I don't know, mom killer or something. Because my mom dies from the stress of me being there. Because we just argue. That's where I get my stubbornness from, my mom. Because she wants to be right and she wants to whatever. And me, well, I'm a guy, and I'm old enough, mom, and I'm a man. And, well, man, what kind of choices have you been making, man? Well, it's my choices to make, and just being stubborn and stupid, and I'm tired of arguing. I need to get back to
Lana.
Whatever, it's dumb, dude.
Ну, если они действительно там помогают, братан, то значит надо поехать в этот долбанный рехаб. Если это действительно тебе поможет, то надо это сделать.
Ну ты, в принципе, не против, да?
Да, то есть ты не против, понимаешь? Потому что мы тебя не поймем.
Я не против. Вот скажи мне, как они мне могут помочь?
Ну никак. Поставить тебе капельницу, будешь лежать.
That's detox. Detox это completely different from rehab.
I don't know, but они же учат.
Rehab там ты спишь, you give it to you to like sleep it off, и все. And then after that, ты там сидишь, you could either rehab could be on site, like where you have to live there and have to whatever.
Yeah, on site.
You can't leave on there. Or rehab wants to
like where you can keep going to some meetings and only sit there. All you do is there's a group support and all this and that. People have gone through this, through the same kind of thing, as they say. Nobody really goes through the same exact thing. Same drug or so, but it's not the same. Some chick might have gotten raped or something. Compared to me getting a divorce and my wife cheating on me, it's nothing alike, even though,
right.
Okay, we might have done the same drug or something. It's nice sometimes to sit and talk to people or talk it out and kind of vent and just, but I'm not really, I don't see how telling some person that knows nothing about me and knows nothing about where I come from, what those certain people in my life are like, telling them about it, how is it going to change anything? I'd have to like pretty much remember anything and everything about me and to tell this guy. And probably the number one reason why I couldn't move in with my parents, just to go about that, is the reason sometimes it's so hard for me, and I don't think I'd ever get off if I lived with my parents, is it's really hard because my mama, you're embarrassing this family, it's like going off about this family together.
And I keep thinking about, drugs, and what do I want to do? Or what do I just keep thinking of? And it really helps me when I just take off my mind. I do something that I love, enjoy like spending my time on, like working on computers, like, I don't know, spending time with my son, or spending time with friends, just talking, like.
Do you know any other legit ways? Ну, например, этот русский, правда, они там нахуй хотят держать, а тебе делов куча без них, которые надо успевать делать. А есть какие-нибудь другие способы? Ну, может быть, другие hubs или другие medicals?
I found one. Okay, I'm waiting for a friend to give me the information on it. She's supposed to write it down for me and give it to me. It's like some American one, but church one. For the... You pretty much live on site, and if there's something that they say, yeah, if you want to leave, you can leave, but the longer you stay, the better it will help you. And as far as I understood, I think with that one, they do detox torture. It's not free to hook up, set to be in machine, and pump you out, and like, put saline or whatever they do. So...
No, Russia is free.
But detox?
Mm-hmm. So free. Ну, anyway, а что он сказал, чтобы надо сделать? Надо к ним приехать, надо какой-то application заполнить, надо что подписать, надо обещать или что там надо?
Just show up. Just for, как она сказала, she had a problem.
Это в American или в Russian?
American. Mm. But,
А, этот Russian, что тебе говорит, что надо делать?
Go and get a physical, I guess. Get a, like,
physical exam?
Mm-hmm.
You try.
And then bring my medical information to him. I've been unemployed for, what, 2-3 months now? Barely surviving. And, like, I'm so wrapped up in nothingness, complete nothingness. I got nowhere in life these last 3 months, working like my little hiney off trying to get it done. When I could have, I didn't even fell out for free medical since I was unemployed, and now I'm considered homeless as well. I could get food stamps or whatever, srazo. And I'm not cochorne or something, abusing the system. I worked into it. I could get food stamps. I could get cash aid for now. I could have been getting unemployment. Like, these last
2 weeks, I think. I've been more in my right mind than, as in, I don't go freaking crazy and just start throwing things around or something. Just so wrapped up in, oh man, I gotta go to this person's house, gotta fix this so I could get that. And I don't think about it, I don't get to it, and every so often I'm like, oh man, my unemployment, my work told me, the job site itself, the managers told me, like, today when you get home, they were apologizing to me, first of all, when they fired me. They're like, I'm sorry, we don't know what else we can do, this is coming all the way from corporate, and we tried, pushing it even more, but they said the last 3 times when you guys asked to postpone it, we kept postponing it and postponing it, and this is it, no more. And we're sorry, we can't do anything. Talking to me, the check managers were crying and stuff. And they're like, the dude's like, hey, look, you come home today, you apply for unemployment right away. And I'm like, well, I was gonna ask you guys about that, but in no way I wanna screw you guys over, because you've been more than understanding and helpful with me being so irresponsible. And they're like, this won't affect us in any way. They're like, this will come, unemployment will come from the government. Apply for it and do this.
So did you apply? Possible.
I didn't do nothing. Dude, that's how, like I said, these last 2 weeks, I've been more, in my right mind than...
Слушай, еще и вопрос. Ты как-то русский, что он тебе сказал? So, берешь physical exam, и с этим physical exam едешь к ним, они тебе что-то там беседуют, или какие-то надо бумажки подписывать. Потому что мне он что-то говорил, надо идти онлайн, там что-то заполнять. Тебе ничего такого не говорил?
To get the physical exam. I'd have to have medical.
Why? You can go and pay and get it. Right? Can you?
I'm pretty sure, but it's...
I have no idea where to get it.
It's expensive and...
Like how expensive?
Pretty expensive.
Like how expensive?
Pretty physical exam. It's just an assessment of a doctor, basically.
Ну да.
Да?
Штука? Да ну.
No, bend over, cough.
80. Я не помню, я делал себе, я делал, когда я болел.
А сейчас ты простейт, че?
А каких ты сейчас джанг берешь, я чуть не понял.
From... All over the place, from...
Не-не-не.
Gold contacts, pretty much. Да.
Подожди, а на Unemployment заполняет на интернете?
Да.
The problem, the biggest problem with why I haven't filled it out was it asked for date fired. What was the last, the hardest thing? I wouldn't even care, I'd guess on the date. But they ask you, what was the last paycheck, amount that I received? And it's at home, but I wouldn't be home almost all the time. I'd be running around all over the place. Either driving people was one way. I got food, junk, or money, or whatever. So I wouldn't be home most of the time. And when I'd be fixing somebody's computer, I'd remember it. Oh god, I gotta fill out an unemployment. And when I actually do get home, completely forget. Because I literally wouldn't know. I'd be home 2 days out of a week. I'd be running around all over the place, and for me, a day lasted 3 or 4 days.
Слушай, давай так сделаем, короче. Сейчас we can get hotel for 4 nights, and then просто у моего друга Венька, у него жена доктор, брат, она еще через residency program, whatever. And I'm sure she can. She knows, как получить этот physical exam. Мы можем тебе завтра сделать physical exam. I'm not sure, завтра, может, Monday, и все. Завтра сделаешь себе unemployment. I mean, can you do unemployment?
I still can try to apply. Просто the biggest reason why I don't want to go to that Russian place is if I have to talk
он сам pretty much said it. He sounded so uneasy of like.
Ну да, он такой Russian, он еще не сильно.
Только like just straight up Russian, that's as far as I understood that.
Ну да, но он сказал, что там ребята, я с ним спрашивал, там много кто по-английски говорит, and they, you know, they can help you, no problem with that.
Будет со мной переводчик сидеть.
Ну, там вот этот гайд.
Это он сказал, то, что будет со мной переводчик сидеть и мне переводить.
Потому что он там как бы...
I don't want to be the retarded kid in the class, that's just right.
But he's in charge, and он сказал, что основной, который там все это у них понимает, как это работает, у них somebody 24-7 там, кто есть, разные люди, которые приходят just to watch that place, а в основном там есть один, он раньше тоже был на drugs, а сейчас он уже такой нормальный, верующий, все. И он там постоянно что делает, там проводит беседы, read Bible, they just...
Нормальный теперь? Что, я ненормальный?
No, I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, что not on the drugs. And он как бы, потому что, он говорит, у нас основная идея, почему, how we can help people, not because of там medical issues, stuff and все прочее, but because we teach them, you know, from the Bible, and that's how people can improve their life, be Christian,
как God. Он мне сказал, мне God, like pretty much straight up, все, God. And I'm pretty sure they can't hold anybody against their will, but in a way I want that little piece of paper that says, because they do give you like paper saying like the final diagnosis or whatever of when I'm ready to come out. That's one thing that I do want to bring back to my work and pretty much say, hey, look, I got this. And I did go, I would actually prefer if you guys drug test me every single month if you guys are able to do that, like expense wise, to out of good faith to show you that I am staying clean and I'm more than committed to this job pretty much, and that way I can do that and go to college because I know I'll have enough time to do both. Like, I really appreciate you guys talking with me, sitting with me, talking here, for you inviting me here, Slavik, and...
I mean, you're welcome to come anytime.
Just today, I have to go back, I have to drop off a laptop. I'm working on a dude's laptop, and it's in the back of the car. So, I mean, I can come back tomorrow. I can come back tomorrow. I was gonna say yes. If I can finish the laptop tomorrow, then I can give it back to him. Hopefully, it gives him some money. And...
Ну просто видишь, что для меня непонятно до сих пор. С этими всеми рехабами туда-сюда. Оно, с одной стороны, как бы, я не знаю, звучит правда, если они говорят год. Ну, хотя может есть более там on-site, never leave the site. То тебе это трудно, да, потому что там надо все эти вопросы решать со всякими там divorce, child support.
Yeah, I don't mind answering them, I don't mind talking about them. To me, like, I don't know, I'm so cold now. I mean, to those certain people, like some of my CD and stuff, fucking, it's different, like, I'm more open or whatever, and I'm more here. When I go past that door, I mean, you're like, Mr. as a guard, and I'm just cold to like the outside world. Я не то что like.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because other people they.
Guard, if those night.
Don't want good for you, yeah.
And I've always, before, I mean, I was always like, or I tried at least being more open and talking to people, and a lot of people recently they've seen took advantage of that. And I pretty much said to myself, no more. I'm tired of people using me, mistreating me, and thinking I owe them something to the people that I don't owe, like,
right.
Said to me, get tight to me. So, it's nice to spend time like this with people that are not trying to stick a knife in my back.
Так как же лучше всего сделать? Я не понимаю тогда с этими...
Надо ехать в рехаб, надо разговаривать с этим мужиком, самим еще поговорить. Это 100%. Может быть, стоит, правда, посмотреть какие-то другие. Надо с ним. Я ему завтра позвоню.
Короче, давай сейчас сделаем так. Сейчас мы снимем, ну, я сделаю, я там найду какой-нибудь отель, so you can stay overnight in hotel.
Сейчас?
Yeah. And потом, например, maybe завтра, там, whatever, может быть, это несколько дней займет, чтобы найти, найти информацию про все rehabs. Maybe не это, какие другие варианты есть. Я уверен, что есть few ways how you can do it. And you know what's the best way, как это все сделать? Может, чтобы все legit было, чтобы все нормально.
Я тоже смотрю, I mean, like, I've been looking, and for her, I'm not like putting all my eggs in one basket.
Right, yeah. Она
сказала, she's gonna get it to me. Она, так, seems like она тормозит, like.
What do you mean, she get хуже?
The friend of mine who had alcoholism and
stuff. Oh, and she talks about some rehab center.
Another rehab that some Christian she like went to, and she's like, it really helped me out. It wasn't like they weren't super judgmental, and the people were a whole lot nice, like super nice and stuff. So if you can go, she's like, there. If you can get in there, then she's like, I think it'd be a really good thing for you to get into. Or I mean, I know I could get into a free one for sure. Just to call up. I went to the hospital like 2 times because I needed a note for work. Because if I didn't get that note, I would have been fired that time. And I go in and I talk to them and I told them straight out why I was in there. The person was like, "Are you guys gonna call the cops on me?" Like, no, not because you're walking in here, don't worry about it. She's like, just be like truthful and so we can help you out and just kind of hopefully fix this. So I was pretty much truthful on even about things that I was like, but I still told her it just what was going on, about me doing it, how often I did it. I didn't know about this until the second time I came in, but they prescribed me something. But the doctor never told me anything about it and never gave me a slip for it. So when I came in the second time, she was like, have you been taking these pills? Have they helped? I'm like, what pills? She's like, what do you mean? These things that doctor, whatever, prescribed. And I'm like, I never got any pills. She never said anything. She's like, what? And I'm like, well, that's horrible. This should have helped you. The second time though, I couldn't get them like for free because the first time I came in, somehow it worked into where like they got it under Jen's medical, or basically I would have gotten them for free. Just doctor was super nice and was like, I guess something like that happened in her family. She was like super, it made it super personal about it. Like, about me and her daughter going through it or something. So I'm not, she was trying to help me out as much as possible. Tell me, okay, look at, go to this place, and have a list of detoxes, or rehab places. Doma, did they give me a list? But everything's inside the apartment. And just, the apartment's like the number one thing. My buddy of mine, I've been waiting for his call. I'm calling back again tomorrow.